important idea with regards to slichos. What is slichos? We call it in English, we call it the concept of penitence, and therefore that means some level of tshuva. But what role does slichos actually play? Is it a preparatory part of our prayer itself? Is it tefillah itself? What is it? So we understand on a basic level that slichos are simply, you know, that we're supposed to call out the 13 attributes of mercy, as we said. We quoted last week about this idea that Hashem wrapped himself in the talus. And so we're calling out to Hashem that this should give us some level of slicha and kapara, some level of atonement. But what role does slichos itself actually play? Parenthetically, important to note, when it comes to actual saying slichos, as the Shulchan Aruch quotes in a different area, and that is that many times when you pray, that as long as you have kavana, which would mean that even though there's a lot to say, if you find that there's a lot to say, it's better with saying less and understanding more than saying more and understanding less. So this is a very hard thing for people to take upon themselves, a classic way which we've discussed in the past many times, but you see how hard it is because nobody changes, is that of tachanun, the long tachanun. Everybody says the long tachanun, but how many people actually understand the long tachanun, and B, how many people actually say the long tachanun? The pages turn, but do they actually say it? So in that scenario, it would be far better for a person to just say less. And when it comes to slichos, it's the same way. That there's going to be many slichos that we're going to say, some of which are going to be difficult for us to understand. Best to say less than to actually say more and just say, I covered these pages. Certainly better for a person to say less. But someone said to you, I didn't say all of slichos. It's okay. You'll say the Hashem Hashems. You'll say the Yud Gimel Midas of Rachamim. You'll say those 13 attributes of mercy. That's the main thing. The slichos themselves, take your time with it. Take your time with it and actually say it. We do recommend that you get the interlinear slichos as well, because interlinear makes it bigger, easier to read, it's easier understandable, and you can actually take yourself slower. So back to this idea of what slichos actually is. The Gemara says that slichos is like Seder Tefillah. It's like the order of Tefillah itself. What does it mean, it's the order of Tefillah? It's a very interesting concept. That we have the concept over here that the Rama writes on this, that whoever is going to be the leader, whoever is going to be the chazan of slichos, they should daven all the other tefillos of the day. It's a very odd, honestly, it's an odd concept to say over here. Nobody says if you daven mincha, you should also daven shachris and marav of that day as well. Whoever the chazan is going to be the chazan. Yet when it comes to slichos, whoever is going to be the chazan for slichos should actually be the chazan for the rest of the day. How does that actually play a role? So what does it actually mean? So, it's important to note as well, we'll add to that, and that is Lavush, quoted by the Taz and others, writes that whoever is going to be the chazan, after you finish slichos, you should say what's known as Kaddish Shalem, the full Kaddish. What is Kaddish Shalem? Kaddish Shalem is the Kaddish that's recited after Shemona Esrei. And yet, with regards to slichos, there's no Shemona Esrei, yet we're supposed to say a Kaddish Shalem. For those not familiar, the beginning of slichos always starts with an Ashrei, similar to that of Mincha. You have a preparatory Tehillim first, followed by your Tefillah, followed by your Kaddish Shalem. So in fact, slichos is a part of Tefillah itself. It's as if it is a Tefillah itself. It's not a Musaf, it's not a Mincha, but it seems like it's actually a part of Tefillah itself. So what role does it actually play over here? So we know that it says that Seder Slichos was Niskenu Kulam al Seder HaTefillah Shel Kol Yom, was established according to the Tefillah of each day. And as we said, it's similar to that of like a Mincha Tefillah that you have. And Slichos is the Yud Gimel Midos. So what turns out, it seems that the 13 attributes of mercy are actually like the Shemona Esrei itself. That became the tefillah that Hashem says that everyone needs to say, and therefore that becomes your Shemona Esrei itself. The 13 attributes of mercy become your Shemona Esrei, and that ultimately is tefillah itself, which is why you're going to end up saying a Kaddish Shalem on that. And this is why it also makes sense that at the end of Slichos, you know what you do? You say Tachanun. You ever notice that? Right before the end of Slichos, you say Tachanun. It's the same thing like a Mincha Tefillah. At the end of every Shemona Esrei, you say Tachanun. Marv, we don't, because of the fact that Marv is nighttime. We don't say Tachanun at night. This is why even on days when we're not going to say a full Tachanun, such as Erev Yom Kippur, you're not going to say Tachanun. I think Erev Rosh Hashanah Shachos, you're not going to say Tachanun either. But you will say Tachanun in the Slichos itself. Why? Because slichos itself is own unique tefillah, and every unique tefillah, a.k.a. Shemoneh Esrei, requires actually to have a tachanun that actually follows us. This gives you a little insight into what slichos is actually all about. We're going to go back to the beginning question itself. That beginning question that we had was, is it a tefillah unto itself? If it is a tefillah unto itself, why did it say whoever says slichos should also daven every other tefillah? So in the Ha'ari Kedem, presents an idea that is a very interesting idea. What is slichos actually? Slichos is actually a preparatory or an extension to tefillah itself. It seems that what it actually is not only is it a tefillah, but enables all tefillahs to actually take place. And what that means, therefore, is whoever said slichos, technically, he should be the one to lead shachris, he should be the one to mincha and marv. Why? Because that slichos that he did, that he said, that he recited, that he led with, is actually an introduction to all other tefillos, which is why the Rama recommends that whoever davens for slichos should lead every tefillah. Because as if, when you're leading mincha, it needs to be connected to that which you did earlier, whether it was the night before or that morning, that the slichos is actually connected to the actual Shemoneh Esrei itself. So on the one hand, slichos is this connecting point to tefillah, that as if the chazan is continuing all of his tefillos. On the other end, it's actually a tefillah unto itself, which is why we know we have an asher before, we have a tachanun right at the end, and we end off with a kaddish shalom. So it gives us insight over here that slichos is actually unique in that it is needed for all tefillos, and on top of that, it's its own unique tefillah itself.